And joining us right now in studio, Minister Mike Webb with us. He's the host of the Urban Gospel Show on Sunday mornings here on Yes FM, and now author of, did you say this is your, what book is this now you've written?
This is my fourth book.
Fourth book.
Wow. Fourth book.
So, and it's called a marriage book called How to Become One.
Yes.
Well, Mike, share us your story, because it's been quite a journey for you.
Well, last week, my wife and I, we celebrated 43 years of marriage.
Wow.
And I wrote this book with the idea of trying to help people not make the same mistakes that I made. You know, and the Bible tells us that husband and wife become one. And that should always be the goal for every married couple out there, to become one. You know, one not only in spirit and mind, and, you know, and that's a process like everything else. You know, my wife and I, we were actually separated for 4 years, and but we kept at it. And the Lord brought us back together, and I can just say that 43 years is nothing but the grace of God and constantly seeking His Word for direction in our marriage. You know, and if you read the Word, it will help you in everything.
And you say your book is all about marriage, getting married, staying married, divorce, remarriage. I mean, you cover the wide gamut of stuff.
Oh, yeah, we go after everything. You know, one of the most interesting things that happened to me as a result of this book, I was talking to a friend one day, and I had given him a copy of the book, and he was all excited about what him and his wife was doing, and he didn't realize he was telling me what I had shared in the book. And so I said, oh, so you guys are reading the book, huh? And what it was, the area that they were highlighting was, I recommend that couples have what I call a state of their union. You know, the president just did that a few days ago. But what the state of the couple's union is, you get away from everything and you spend some time together and you don't browbeat each other. You just sit and you talk about, okay, where is our marriage at? You know, what are we going to do? What are our plans? And you just come together to try to make things work and make things better for each other.
So can you explain more what the Bible means by the two become one?
Of course, you can't physically do that. But in the spirit realm and emotionally, you can come together as one soul. And one of the things I bring out in the book is, you know, with any type of relationship, I don't care what it is, you're going to have issues, you're going to have problems. But if you're in a marriage situation and you are having some difficulties, as an individual, you're not going to stay mad at yourself for long. You know, no matter what you do, no matter what type of mistakes you make, you're not going to be mad with yourself, but for so long. You know, you're going to get it back together. And that it should be the same way as you're trying to become one as a couple. No matter what you go through, no matter what you face, you have to realize this is the other half of me. So I can't stay married at myself. I can't stay mad, rather, at myself for long. And so that's one of the ways you resolve conflict, is by realizing this is the other part of me.
Are you willing to share an experience that where you kind of went wrong, whether it comes to the concept of two becoming one in your relationship?
Well, one of the things that I did wrong, I was my dad's son. You know, I was the middle child. The sun rose and set on my older brother, so I was kind of like in the middle. Yeah. And so to try to please my dad, I was like my dad. Now, my dad, when it came Mother's Day, my mom's birthday, Christmas, his idea of giving her presents was to give her a blender or something else, you know, to make his life happy. He never did, you know, buy her things. You know, I thought I was the man because I would actually get my wife flowers from time to time. But what I didn't realize, I wasn't really giving her my ear and my time and not, you know, looking at her and, you know, honey, how did your day go today? You know, and I was making those type of mistakes, just taking everything for granted that she's all right. She's not saying anything, so she's got to be okay. And so then one day she comes up and she says, hey, I'm not in here anymore. And we wind up separated for 4 years. And so that caught my attention.
And you talk about in your book, you at the very beginning, you say that the problem for a lot of people is they don't even know what marriage is. or what it's supposed to be from God. And you did some research. You looked up different definitions of marriage. How does the world look at marriage? How does that differ from God's definition of marriage?
Well, God's definition for marriage is, okay, when we look at the fact that, first of all, God created mankind, and our job as human beings was to take good care of what God had created. And so as a couple, you know, we're supposed to come together, and that's how we face life, as one unit. But when it comes to the world, I mean, you can get married, you know, and I've been really thinking a lot about upgrading, you know, the book, because, you know, there's so much going on now that's called marriage that's really not marriage. And I didn't put this in the book, but this is my opinion. I think one of the problems that the church had was the church allowed the government to get into something that God established, which is marriage. And, you know, you could get divorced for unreconcilable differences. What is that? What are unreconcilable, you know, differences? As Christians, we're supposed to be in this thing together. So there shouldn't be, we have second marriages in the body of Christ, and I address that in the book. I call that marriages of grace. We look to God's grace, even though, you know, we're technically, Paul addresses that, and he says that if you're going to get remarried, go back to the person you were married to. Well, you can't do that if they moved on and married somebody else. So you don't want to be alone, and you want to have a life mate for the rest of your life. So then there's God's grace there to hold you in that second or third marriage, and in some cases, fourth.
All right. So Mike, equal time here. You shared something that you did wrong. You don't have to share anything that your wife did wrong, but in your book, do you say something for the women that maybe the women need to be considerate of with the man?
Yeah, I address that too. I mean, throughout the whole book, it has to be a team effort. And that's where I think marriages come up short. You know, I'd say one of the simplest things that I've said since the book, and when people come to me for counseling and things like that, is one of the best ways for a marriage to work is if the wife is thinking about how best can I please my husband, and then the husband is thinking about how best can I please my wife, then everybody needs to get met, because they're really concentrating on how can I help my mate. So if both parties are doing that, then, you know, you have a marriage that's going to work, because a lot of times one or the other, it could be the wife, it could be the husband, is sitting there. It's all about me, me, me. And that's where you're going to have problems and failure. It can't be always about you, you, you. It has to be about us as a unit. If I'm the husband and I'm trying to think about, okay, what can I do? And sometimes it's little things. It's not big things. I mean, for my wife, she's a neat person. So one of her pet peeves is making sure you make up the bed, you know? So I make sure that bed is made up every day. You know, that keeps peace in the household.
We're talking with Minister Mike Webb. The book is called How to Become One. So Mike, who would benefit most from this book? Is pretty much just anybody in any situation, if you're married? Engaged?
I really think if you're thinking about getting married, if you're married already, or if you're in between marriages, I think there's something in there for you. And it's all Bible-based. It's not, you know, something off of the top of my head. The word is in there throughout the whole book, you know, because God created marriage. So what better source to go to for your marriage than the Word of God?
Minister Mike joining us. The book, once again, How to Become One. Mike, if folks are interested in getting a copy of the book or getting a hold of it, how can they do so?
And it's on Amazon.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And tell us about your show on Sunday mornings.
Well, we've been at it for a long time, and we try to stay relevant and bring, you know, our listeners good gospel music to help them get their Sunday morning started. Hopefully that's what we've been doing all these years, and they appreciate it.
Sunday Morning Urban Gospel with Minister Mike, Sundays from 5 to 7 in the morning on YesFM. Thank you, Mike. Good to see you.
Glad to be here, always.